This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Monday, December 22, a cosmic Christmas. Our reading comes from Revelation chapter 12. A great sign appeared in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet, and a crown of 12 stars on her head. She was pregnant and cried out in pain as she was about to give birth. Then another sign appeared in heaven, an enormous red dragon with 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 crowns on its head. Its tail swept a third of the stars out of the sky and flung them to the earth. The dragon stood in front of the woman who was about to give birth, so that it might devour her child the moment he was born. She gave birth to a son, a male child, who will rule all the nations with an iron scepter, and her child was snatched up to God and to his throne. The woman fled into the wilderness, to a place prepared for her by God, where she might be taken care of for 1,260 days. Then war broke out in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon and his angels fought back. But he was not strong enough, and they lost their place in heaven. The great dragon was hurled down, that ancient serpent called the devil or Satan, who leads the whole world astray. He was hurled to the earth, and his angels with him. Then I heard a loud voice in heaven say, "Now have come the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Messiah. For the accuser of our brothers and sisters, who accuses them before our God day and night, has been hurled down. They triumphed over him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. They did not love their lives so much as to shrink from death. Therefore rejoice, you heavens, and you who dwell in them. But woe to the earth and the sea, because the devil has gone down to you. He is filled with fury, because he knows that his time is short. When the dragon saw that he had been hurled to the earth, he pursued the woman who had given birth to the male child. The woman was given the 2 wings of a great eagle, so that she might fly to the place prepared for her in the wilderness, where she would be taken care of for a time, times and half a time, out of the serpent's reach. Then from his mouth the serpent spewed water like a river to overtake the woman and sweep her away with the torrent. But the earth helped the woman by opening its mouth and swallowing the river that the dragon had spewed out of his mouth. Then the dragon was enraged at the woman and went off to wage war against the rest of her offspring, those who keep God's commands and hold fast their testimony about Jesus." What is the real impact of Christmas? For many of us in the Western world, the story of Christmas has a familiar cast of characters: Joseph and Mary, the shepherds, angels, the wise men, some sheep and cows to complete the manger scene, and of course, Jesus. Front yard displays in our neighborhoods might also include Santa, some elves, a few reindeer, and even some Star Wars characters. But the Bible shows that Christmas has a much greater and more serious significance. Christ's coming into our world spells the beginning of the end for Satan's power on earth. The devil wants to do all he can to destroy Christ's coming, or at least to distract our attention from it, because he knows that Jesus has come to break the power of sin and death. If it sometimes seems like a battle to remember Christmas and to focus on Christ as the center of it, we should not be surprised. Our celebration each year has cosmic significance, even eternal significance, and the devil prowls around like a roaring lion, looking to undermine our joy that Christ has come. But we also remember God's provision in the face of danger. Just as God protected the baby Jesus from human and superhuman enemies, so God will provide for us. Pray with me. Mighty God, sometimes we must fight to remember what you have done for us. Protect us and guard our hearts and minds so that we may find joy and eternal security in Christ's coming. For Jesus' sake, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.